I guess guerrilla dining, I mean, it comes from that whole guerrilla marketing, renegade, underground, we shouldn't really be here. So, I mean, pop-up dining or surprise dining is probably a little bit more. Yeah, it's all about just expect the unexpected.
How were you inspired to start? Did you have a strong appreciation for good food when you were growing up?
I've always been a massive foodie. My mum's Greek, so as you can imagine, the Greeks and a lot of European, a way that they express their love is through food. And growing up in Broken Hill, there weren't a lot of options to eat out. But that said, we grew up with a massive backyard, a massive veggie patch out there. We had chickens running around from a really early age. Our mum taught us about organic produce, where food comes from its source. So I've always been a really big foodie. I studied journalism and somehow wound up in sales, and I was wearing a suit to work every day. I hadn't written anything in 5 years, and so I started a blog, and by day I was wearing a suit, by night I was running around reviewing cafes and restaurants and bars, and it started to get quite a following. And about a year into that, I was really inspired by guerrilla dining and pop-up dining that was happening in sort of London and New York, and I was following a lot of blogs over there, and I decided to host my own secret dinner. So I invited 10 of my friends to a secret dinner party. And that was on a Friday night, and then on the Monday, I handed in my 4 weeks' notice. I just quit my job. I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to run secret dinner parties for a living. And thankfully, it all worked out.
How many people are attending these events?
Oh, we have had hundreds of people come through over the last 3 years. It's been really, really successful, really popular. I think it all just comes back to that country girl mentality I've got of, you say hello to everyone and you kind of know everyone, whereas places like Sydney and capital cities, it can be really hard to meet new people. And I think that a lot of people out there are looking for new ways, not for love interest or anything like that necessarily, but just about meeting cool new people and stepping out of your comfort zone and socialising. Who doesn't love to eat, right?
Alex, what has been your career highlight so far managing Secret Foodies?
We're coming out to our third birthday, and I just kind of sat back and I went, well, 3 years, we've done all these amazing things, but what was it all about when it first started? And, it wasn't about flashy restaurants or big name chefs. It was just about bringing people together over food and sharing that passion with people. And so I hosted a series of potluck dinners, where basically everyone was invited to bring a signature dish. And the response was so overwhelming. I was really nervous. I was like, this could either be amazing or it's going to be a total flop and there's going to be crap food. But the food was phenomenal. Everyone went all out with their dishes. And I've got to say, a lot of the dishes that were there were better than dishes that we've had at restaurants. Nothing really beats that home cook's food, that kind of food made with love and passion.